Your time is passing away. The Savior is longing to save you. There's danger and death in delay. Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Him now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Him now?
Some time ago, an evangelist had closed out a meeting in a Midwestern town and was boarding a train to start his long journey back home east. And as he boarded the train, he looked around and found himself a seat next to a young man and tried to start a conversation with him by making some comment about the weather. But the young man did not reply. So their journey began in silence. They had traveled for quite some time when all of a sudden, the young man burst into tears and really began to cry. So the preacher leaned and touched him on the shoulder and said, "Son, I'm a minister. I'd like to help you in some way if I can." The young man looked up at him, big tears in his eyes, and said, "Yes, preacher, I really do need to talk to someone. You see, about 2 years ago, I became so mean and so wicked. Why, I even went so far as to strike my own dad with my fist. Dad finally told me, 'Son, the way you're living, you're worrying your mom and me, and if you cannot straighten up, you're going to have to leave our home.' So the rebel I was, I packed up my belongings and out the door I went. I went not knowing where I was going nor what I was going to do. So for the past couple of years, I've wandered all around the country, going from town to town, job to job, just lost out in this old world. A couple of nights ago, I was just wandering around and I heard some music playing. I looked up and I found I was in front of a little church across the road. Something seemed to draw me to this place. I slipped in, took a seat on the back row, and when the preacher preached, it seemed everything he had to say was directed straight at me. When he finished his sermon, he explained all of us were born in sin and needed a Savior. Once we realize we are a sinner, all we have to do is confess our sins, ask God for forgiveness, and we can be saved. I thought my heart would burst. I all but ran down to an old-fashioned altar, fell on my knees, confessed my sins, beg for forgiveness for the way I have treated my mom and dad, and the Lord gloriously saved my soul. As soon as I got back to my room that night, I took out a pad and a pen and wrote my mom and dad, told them what had happened to me, and I asked them if they could possibly find it in their hearts to forgive me. I sure would love to come back home." The preacher said, "Well, son, I'm glad to hear you made things right with the Lord, but my question is, if you just wrote to your mom and dad 2 days ago, you wouldn't have time to get an answer back. I assume you're on this train to head home. How are you going to know if your parents forgive you or not, and whether or not you'll be welcome back home?" The young man replied, "Preacher, for all my life we lived right by this old railroad track in a little farmhouse. Out back in our yard, close to the track, stands a big old apple tree. I wrote Mom and Dad, and in that letter, I told them I'd be on this train, and if they found it in their hearts to forgive me, just hang a little white rag out on the bottom of that limb so I could see it from the train. And if it was there, I would know that I'd been forgiven and that it was okay for me to come home. And if the rag wasn't there, I'd keep riding and never bother them again." They rode on through the night in silence. Just after daybreak, the young man began to cry. The preacher asked, "What is it now, son?" The young man replied, "Oh, preacher, we're getting close. I've sat here all night and thought about all the mean and crazy things I've done and realized how bad I've been to my folks. And I know there's no way they could possibly forgive me. It's just another mile or so up the track, and around the bend. I'm just so afraid that the rag won't be in that tree. I just can't bear to look. The preacher said, "That's okay, son. I'll look for you." He took out his handkerchief and wiped the old train window as they rounded the bend, and a great big smile came over his face. He said, "Oh, come here, son. You gotta look. While it looks like that old apple tree's in full blossom, for there's white rags hanging all over it. And look, there stands your precious mom and dad, and they're not waving a little handkerchief. No, sir. They're waving a great big bed sheet saying, 'Come home, son. We forgive you. We still love you. Come on home.' Friend, I'm glad to report to you that we have a Father yonder in heaven, dressed in white array, standing with outstretched arms awaiting. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've said, or what you've done. All you have to do is realize you're a sinner, confess your sins, asking His forgiveness, and He'll say, 'Come on home, child. I forgive you. I still love you. Come on home.'"